Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Today, our scripture is about the parable of the growing seed that we hear from Jesus. And like the growing seed, the kingdom of God grows. So what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is how Christ, in and with the working of the Holy Spirit through the gospel, engenders faith in the hearts of men and women so that they might come to know their Savior, Jesus Christ. We do not know how it grows. We don't know how it works. Only that God has promised that it does. And perhaps, maybe ignorance is bliss. We read in verse 26, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. So what is scattered is the kingdom, and it is scattered in the entire world. Unlike the parable of the sower, no distinction is made between the types or kinds of soil into which the seed is sown. It is sown in every place. Now the man goes about his business night and day, and the seed grows without his knowing how. The earth produces by itself. It grows automatically. No further intervention is needed or required. The earth produces first the blade, and then the ear, and then the full grain. The growth happens, and it is good. But the man, he doesn't know how. Only that in time, a plentiful harvest will come. But, you know, we are sinful, prideful people who are not content with something working apart from the knowledge of it or our effort to make it happen. When it comes to the kingdom of God, in particular, we want to explain growth or the decline of it. And certainly, we want to show the steps that we have taken to make growth happen. So there are plenty of programs out there to help churches deemed to be declining or dying and giving them steps to take to turn the ship around. Who of us doesn't have someone we care for who seems to be outside of the kingdom of God and disconnected from faith? The question about them is usually the same. It's, what can I do to help them come around? What can I do to help them come around and find hope and have joy, the joy of Jesus? And when it comes to our own faith life, there are times that we like to take credit for our growth, because we've gone to church more, we've studied our Bible more, or we prayed harder, or we have done good works from the power of God. But the truth behind it, to fix a declining or dying church, or how to get our loved ones to believe, or how to increase our own sanctification, is not by exploring more deeply what we can do, but what is already done. To ask what can be done is to assume that something is missing and that we can work to supply or improve. It is to try to insert ourselves into a process that is way beyond our comprehension. And it is accomplished in a way far different than we would like. The kingdom of God is a beautiful gift when we simply behold the Creator, that the Creator mysteriously causes it to grow into a glorious harvest. The growth of the kingdom of God is up to Him, you see. It's not us, it's up to Him. Jesus highlights that beauty in the parable today, even as He maintained the mystery of how the kingdom of God produces fruit. For what does the parable say? It says the kingdom of God is like as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. The earth produces by itself first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. Christ's death on the cross has redeemed, you see, has redeemed the whole world. And the kingdom of God is already sown everywhere that gospel is preached, in you and me, in the people of God, in the church, in our unbelieving loved ones, in your atheist neighbor, when they have heard the gospel. You see, the gospel is the key. The kingdom of God is the key. That is what Christ has done for us. The only growth that's going to happen will occur with God's design, not by your effort, not by our pressure, not by stretch or badgering someone. It is God. It is God who grants the growth automatically. Perhaps it's not all at the same time or in the same way for every person, but God assures us that the kingdom is there, whether people recognize it or not. If it were up to us to accomplish faith or church growth, then surely in 2,000 years we would have figured it out by now. Growth would be happening by leaps and by bounds. Only God, you see, only God has the ability to bring about the perfect kingdom, which may very well be comprised of superstar Christians and lovable others all together. The growth happens in God's time and in His way. And we know not how, because if we did, we would probably stress all over it and trying to get it done. And our Lord is much more interested, you see. He's more interested in freeing our guilty conscience in His forgiving grace and granting us a holy and eternal joy. Yet the question still lingers. What can we do then? What can we do? What do we do about declining churches or dying churches? What do we do about our seemingly loved ones, our lost loved ones? How do we increase our faith? The answer to those questions is also in the parable today. The man sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, and he knows not how. Like the man, we go about our day-to-day business as a child of God in our God-given vocations. Love and mercy received from God is love and mercy that is given in our homes, in our schools, in our workplaces, and our communities. We are a people who are called by our baptism into Jesus' death, formed by grace and forgiveness, shaped by mercy, mercy received at the Lord's table, who live by faith and prayer, patience and hope. We confidently ask for God to grant the growth that He wills for us. for those we love, for the church throughout the world, and for those in whom the kingdom of God is still but a seed. In the end, the harvest will come only when the grain is ripe and when the Lord has given growth to the kingdom as he desires. It is then that the faithful will be gathered, and the mystery of how the kingdom grew will be revealed. We will be tempted along the way to try to help things along by our own effort, by our own strength. But just as you cannot force a flower to bloom, in time the kingdom's beauty and goodness will be revealed and will be far more joyous than you could have imagined. So rather than stress, know that when it comes to the kingdom of growth and faith development, ignorance is bliss. For by the gospel of Jesus' death and resurrection, God will grant the growth in his time and in his way. For now, we each live in faithful patience, night and day, as a child of God, praying in hope for the growth that he has promised will come. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.